700-mile group. The Republic of the Marshall Islands is an independent and sovereign nation. But the Marshallese are supposed to be, in a broad sense, part of our American family. It was part of a pledge the American government made in the wake of World War II. And it was a vow the U.S. renewed after we started bombing the Marshall Islands to test our new atomic powers in 1946.
0 hour Bikini for the explosion of America's first airborne hydrogen bomb. Radar weather stations indicate perfect conditions throughout the mid-Pacific proving ground, so the control ship...
I always feel obligated to tell our story about what happened, the bomb testing and all that.
That's Alton Alek, the Marshallese Consul General in Springdale, Arkansas. And when he meets people who don't know anything about the Marshall Islands, which he says happens a lot, he tells them...
I'm from the Marshall Islands, and the Marshall Islands is part of the U.S. under a compact. And Marshall Islands holds one of the most sophisticated missile range for the U.S. defense on Kwajalein Atoll. And in the 50s, Marshall Islands were used as testing grounds for nuclear bombs.
If the average American knows anything else about the Marshall Islands, it's probably this.
In sea-level island nations like the Maldives and the Marshall Islands, the rising waters have already swallowed up land. Encroaching waters have transformed the tranquil island cultures into a collective crisis.
On my visit to the Marshall Islands, everybody had a story to tell about rising seas, disappearing beaches, and frequent flooding. The islands just barely peak out above sea level. If seas rise, even just a meter or two, this country will vanish.
How do you process that information?
For now, the main thing you need to know is that the Marshall Islands and several other nations in a region of the Pacific known as Micronesia have a compact of free association with the United States. The compact, which you'll hear people refer to a lot as COFA, gives Marshallese the right to travel, live, and work in the United States without a visa.